The courts are sorting through the mess left behind by Hurricane Katrina. Last week, a jury in Mississippi ordered State Farm Insurance to pay $2.7 million to a Biloxi couple whose home was destroyed. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that verdict put new pressure on insurance companies to settle a backlog of lawsuits that arose from the storm.
In a court of law, you win some and you lose some. And last week, State Farm Insurance lost a big one. Federal Judge L.T. Center ordered State Farm to pay punitive damages to Norman and Genevieve Broussard. The company had argued that the Broussards' home was destroyed by flooding, which wasn't covered by their homeowner's policy. The Broussards said it was damaged by wind, which was. Donald Light is a senior insurance analyst for the research firm Celent. Light says that because the Broussards' home was totally destroyed, it may have been harder than normal for State Farm to find evidence to defend itself. But in most other ways, he says, the case was pretty typical of Katrina suits. Though the verdict was a victory for the Broussards, Light said it was a setback for the insurance companies.
This one particular finding signals that what the industry had thought was a pretty friendly judge came down very hard on them.
The verdict comes at a time when the insurance industry is still battling an enormous backlog of Katrina suits, as many as 30,000 by one estimate. Some of those are scheduled to be resolved in mediation, but at this stage, many others are supposed to go to trial. On Monday, Judge Center is to begin presiding over a new trial in a lawsuit filed by Richard Tejedor, a Long Beach, Mississippi doctor whose home was reduced to a slab by the storm. State Farm spokesman Phil Supple says the company's prepared to continue fighting the suits.
We believe in Broussard our expert testimony should have resulted in a different verdict, and we believe going forward in these other cases that we also have as strong a case and cases in the issue of wind versus flood.
But State Farm is one of several big insurance companies now reported to be in settlement talks with Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood. A settlement would have a lot of advantages for the industry. Big insurance companies have been enjoying healthy profits over the past few years, but the political rhetoric often seems to be shifting against them. In Florida, the legislature today opened an emergency session to discuss skyrocketing homeowners' insurance premiums. Here was Florida's new Republican governor, Charlie Crist, last week.
Big insurance has a new day coming, and it starts the 16th.
Meanwhile, in Washington, the new Democratic head of the House Homeland Security Committee said this weekend that he will hold hearings to look into the industry's handling of Katrina claims. The insurance industry is largely regulated by the states, so it's not clear what Congress might do to address the issue. But hearings could generate more bad publicity. And in an industry that likes to cultivate an image of trustworthiness and reliability, bad publicity is something to be avoided. As the courts begin to dig out from under a mountain of lawsuits, insurance companies have plenty of reasons to seek a settlement. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.